A Morning Focus listener is highlighting some of the challenges facing those living in Clare who are eager to get their vaccine within the county. With vaccination centres operating at the West County Hotel in Ennis and at Limerick Racecourse Patrickswell, some Clare residents will find themselves travelling to the Treaty County for their vaccine. And while grateful to have received his first jab in April, Morning Focus listener Pat Doyle contacted the programme to tell us of his experience so far.
I registered whenever I could register. In two days I got a text to go to the Redison. I thought the West County is only, I'm only 15 minutes out the road from the West County, like.
Yeah.
And I rang up the number for, and I said, just pointless sending me to the Redison, why not go to the West County? And he said, your man said he would change that for me. And lo and behold, in 2 days after, I got a text to go to the Redison. So I said, I only wasted time ringing that number again. So I went to the Redison, and I must say the Redison was very convenient now, and the staff and the vaccinators and the stewards and everything was all very helpful and courteous, like. But could have been a lot handier to go to the West County, like.
And just to clarify, when you received notification, you asked them, could you go to the West County for your first vaccination dose?
I did.
And you say you were told that they would change that?
And a guy told me he would change it for me, and he took down my air code. The next thing I got the second notification to go to the Redison. So I said, to get into the system, I was anxious to get the vaccination. And so I said there was no point, when I had it tried once, I said there was no point in trying it again. Like,
not to put an age on you, but you fall within the 60 to 69 age cohort.
Yeah.
You weren't too discommoded going to the Radisson, which I suppose technically is in Clare.
There was people inside from Flagmount, Whitegate. I was in with a fella here beside me, and he was from every field. All Limerick City and all that has gone out to the Radisson. Like, could you imagine, could have been more sense to take us to the West County, like, this year. We have to go, we'll have to go to the race course now, the next second jab, I would like to say. That's all right. I'm able to do that, like to say. But there's a lot of people that, whether you either go the motorway or you go the old, now the motorway is closed from Buck Hill to clinic, someplace else, the next junction. And if you were to go through the city centre, O'Connell Street is closed up to one lane in parts of it.
Yeah, they're doing works there.
And like, it's all right. I'm able to do all that. But if there's a lot of people that don't like motorways, and they're not used to driving on motorways, and they're not used to driving through the city and all this stuff, and to put them to an inconvenience, like, to them. When there's a vaccination centre beside you, kind of, could make more sense, like. But to me, you wonder how accurate the air codes are. I got someone, I'm not into computers now, but I got someone to Google my air code yesterday evening, and they told me the air code was showing up in Limerick in one place and just in Clare in another place, like.
And Pat, do you mind if I ask where you're located?
I'm located here outside Tulla, halfway between Tulla and Madike. That's called Ballinahinch.
Okay, so I don't know how that could be confused for Limerick.
Yeah, no, I don't know now, but that's what happened anyway. I gave them the air code. They said when we were told about to register, they were told to have your GPS number and your air code in front, which you like.
Yes.
Register. That you'll be sent to the nearest one, if you like.
And you mentioned when you went to the Radisson for your first dose that there were other people from further afield in Clare who were there as well. What was the general sense amongst them? Were they a little confused as to why they'd go to the Radisson? And just to point out again, the West County was open at this stage.
It was open. It was open a week before that, because I even saw a picture on the Clare Champion the week before about the first man getting his jab in the West County, like. Like, anyone that I've spoken to now, they're all cribbing about having to go to the race course now, to put in a good bit of extra journey onto it, like. And the important thing is to get the vaccine, like, for...
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. And we get over the other... Which is... It's just an inconvenience, like, and tis, when the, especially when there is a... When there is a centre, vaccination centre in the county, and the question I'd like to ask about is about the air code, how accurate they are, like.
So there you go. That's Morning Focus listener Pat Doyle's story about getting the vaccine. He was sent to the Radisson and then subsequently the racecourse in Patrickswell for the second dose rather than the centre in Ennis. What has your own experience been like? Were you sent down to Limerick for the vaccine or maybe somewhere else that wasn't in Clare? Did you give them your air code, but that didn't matter? You were living far closer to Ennis. Maybe you texted them when you got an initial appointment. You replied no and waited quite a while to receive an alternative, a rescheduled appointment. Do let us know, what has your experience been in terms of getting your vaccine and what centre you got it at, and how much did it discommode you? Maybe you didn't have a car or any sort of transport and it created issues for you. Do get in touch. You can call 1850 400 964 or you can text or WhatsApp us. That number again is 086 1800 964. And we are joined now for more on this by Councillor Pat Burke, who's in White Gate. He's also a member of the HSE's Regional Health Forum West. And Pat has a similar story to tell and he joins me now. Pat, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Alan.
You got your second dose on Wednesday, but I hear, Pat, not in the centre that's closest to you.
Well, no. Obviously, the West County and the centre of County Clare would be a lot more convenient to most people. But where I'm coming from, I suppose Limerick and Innes are nearly the same distance, but granted the race course then is a bit out of the way. But most of my area along by the lake, around to Scariff, Ogunnelo, Killaloe, to the best of my knowledge, all have air codes that bring them to Limerick. So it's something to do with the old postal system, to the best of my knowledge. Now, it was interesting to hear Pat Dial there in Ballinahinch. That's why I just wonder where the boundary is, if you like, for the air codes that takes you then to either Innes or Limerick. So when I got the first one to go to the Radisson, that was fine. I suppose it's not too far away to tip down there.
Yeah.
And then when I got the second one for Patrickswell, while it was a little bit out of the way, it was no major inconvenience either. It's great to get the vaccine, I suppose. You know, when we go back to this time last year, I remember speaking to a neighbour of mine, a healthcare professional, and she said to me, we won't get over this COVID until we're all vaccinated. So it couldn't come quick enough, I suppose. And, you know, I presume most of West Clare and North Clare and that, I presume all those people are going to the West County as opposed to Limerick. That would be a major inconvenience for them. But when you're out here in East Clare, Limerick and Innes are there's not much in the difference, really, albeit the race course is a little bit further out.
Yeah, I suppose, Pat, I'm a little similar to yourself. I'm pretty close to Limerick City on the Clare side of it, living in Clonlara, and my appointment was for the racecourse in Patrickswell, and again, similar-ish distance between there and Ennis for me, so not a huge inconvenience, and I did have my own transport, which helped as well. And I did say the other day in the show that when I was out there getting my jab, that I did see a double-decker bus.
Right.
So obviously that's bringing people in. I'm not sure what route it takes or what places it goes to. But I suppose, look, you know, the HSE might emphasise the fact that the move from the Radisson to the racecourse actually increased the number of vaccination boots. I think it was in around 30, 32 boots were available in the Radisson Blue, and it increased to 44. So that's a positive. We can vaccinate more people.
It is. I think 46 even boots in the racecourse. And I couldn't get over when I arrived at the racecourse the other day and saw the queue of cars going in, first of all, and then the queue of people formed in a circle right around the back of the facility there. And I said, gosh, I'm going to be here for a while. But I couldn't believe how I had no sooner got out of the car and the queue had disappeared, you know. So the rate they're getting through people, vaccinating people, is incredible, really. And I suppose it's down to the HSE, it's down to the whole health system, if you like. While it comes in, the HSE come in for plenty of criticism. Here in my own area, I have to compliment the Scariff Medical Centre and all the team there that back in February when they started vaccinating the older people in the community. They started, I think, with the over 90s all the way down to the over 70s and vaccinated an enormous amount of people who just had to go into Scariff from the local area. So that was a huge service. And then, of course, I didn't qualify for the over 70s, Alan, so I had to wait my turn. So when I registered first, as I said, yes, the Radisson. So no big deal to tip down to the Radisson. going to the race course is a little bit out of the way. But look at, the day was fine, the sun was shining, people were in good form. And I must say, there's a great view from the waiting room when you sit for the 15 minutes up in the Limerick race course. You're looking out at the countryside in County Limerick. No disrespect to the West County now, but the view from the race course in Limerick. And people were in great form, delighted to be getting their vaccines. You know, we met a person down at the bottom of the steps, and whether it depended on which vaccine you were getting, then you were sent left or right. So I was getting the Moderna, the second Moderna shot, and up the stairs there. And as I said, everybody, and the rate that we're getting through people is incredible, really. It's a credit to them.
I'd agree with you on the view out there, Pat. It is pretty nice. And did you meet anyone else from Clare there who perhaps was a bit discommoded at having to go down to Patrickswell?
I saw a neighbour of mine in the queue, and no issue there, you know what I mean? Some people are self-employed, of course, and are a bit more flexible. I'm not sure in work situation now, to be honest with you, are people given the day off or given a few hours off? I think people would need a few hours off maybe after getting the vaccination. So whether that's discommoding people or not, there were so many people there. They can't all be farmers or self-employed people. So I suppose that's a question, you know, that I haven't an answer for. The people who are in work, who are in office jobs and all of that, have they got days off to get their vaccine? If they have, well, then that's great. So they can leave on time to get there on time, and they're in no rush home or whatever. Now, I'm not sure, but maybe you'll be able to find that out. And if that's the case, well, then it's not really discommoding anybody. And I think there's nobody out there that doesn't have a family member or a neighbour at this stage to provide transport. You know, somebody who doesn't drive themselves. You know, I meet a lot of people every day, everybody has somebody, I think, at this stage. I think that's fair to say, barring extreme situation.
I still, though, Pat, I mean, they were providing a bus service out to Patrickswell, so clearly the need for a double-decker bus, it was warranted that there are people for whom receiving transport from someone else either isn't an option, or at the time of day that they're getting their vaccine, that person isn't available to bring them. I mean, my vaccine was at 8:30 in the morning. If I didn't have a car, that clashes with, you know, a relative or friend of mine who has to go to work and can't drop me out.
That's a fair point. My appointment was at 1:30, so it was midday, so the traffic outside of Limerick on the motorway and that was easy. It was easy to get there. But I do take your point that 8:30 in the morning is, if you had to ask somebody to drive you, it is an inconvenience. I presume the double-decker bus, which I saw there myself, dropping off people, is coming out from the city centre. If people had other business in Limerick, or if they were living, so I'm not sure of the route, as you said yourself, but I presume it was out from the city centre in Limerick, dropping people off there and doing the shuttle bus service back in and out. It seemed to be quite busy.
Well, Pat, I have to say, we are getting plenty of reaction to this on Morning Focus. Just to go through some of them here. Mary in Ennis says, "Good morning, I'm living near the West County. I went to the Radisson and next Monday I'm going to the race course. I rang and asked to be changed. The lady said no, can't change the place, only the date and time. This is so ridiculous." I know Pat Doyle did say when he got in touch with them to ask, could it be changed to the location? He was told it could be, but ultimately it wasn't. Joe in Ennis he's kind of disagreeing with Pat Doyle. He says that man should be glad to have got it, not to be whinging about it. Well, to be fair to Pat Doyle, he wasn't whinging, you know. He was just, you know, he was saying it wasn't a huge...
He was making
the point that it could be problematic for others who don't have transport.
Now, that woman living close to the West County, that baffles me, because as I said, I don't know where the boundary falls for the Limerick postcode. Like, we've got post at our house for years, and it's Whitegate via Limerick or via Limerick, you know. So my corner of East Clare, right across to yourself, Alan in Clonlara, you know, around by the southeast Clare, all the way over to Whitegate, including Scariff, and maybe up as far as Feakle. But then, like Ballinahinch, where Pat Doyle is, I'm not sure. The boundary must be there. But your listener from the living close to the West County, well, that baffles me why they ever went to the Radisson in the first place.
Callers
from West Clare, are all the West Clare people, are there any of them having to go to the race course? I presume not.
Well, we've more in on this, Pat. I'll just run them by to see what you make of them as well. Trish has been in touch. I shouldn't be laughing, but I am anyway. On 086 1800 964, she says, "We are a married couple. I was sent to the West County. My husband sent to the race course." Trish, look, wherever you can get a break from your significant other, it's always very much welcome. I hope my significant other isn't listening at the moment. One here from John says, "Morning Focus, that man Pat is correct. Clare people should be sent to the West County. This is more Father Ted HSE farce. one would imagine that common sense would prevail, that especially at this time when the virus is at its worst and out of control in Limerick, why inconvenience Clare people, but more importantly put Clare people at risk of picking up the virus? And Mary in East Clare says, good morning. From the initial introduction of air codes, East Clare was in Limerick, hence my refusal to use same and advised officialdom at the time, got no response, and now for the greater good and my safety I've no option but to use it. Pat Burke, I'll just mention that we did get in touch with HSE. They've sent us a response. So it says, in registering for the vaccination, an air code is requested in order to provide an appointment at the vaccination centre closest to you. If the time or location of the appointment on the text notification doesn't suit, members of the public can decline the appointment by text and are encouraged to contact the National Helpline on 1850 24 1850 with any query, and a new appointment will then be offered. On occasion, members of the public may be offered an appointment in a centre other than the one closest to them. It can depend on a few reasons: clinical reason, the cohort group concerned, and supply of vaccine in the region at a given time. The HSE statement goes on to say that generally they encourage members of the public to attend for vaccination as soon as possible where this is inconvenient, or where this is convenient rather. We've been very pleased with the uptake in County Clare and across the region to date. And I suppose, you know, they'll also be highlighting the government says over 300,000 people currently being vaccinated every week, 3.5 million doses issued of the vaccine, and 31% of the adult population fully vaccinated as well. So they'd be accentuating the positives in that regard.
Yes, Archer, they will do that, of course. But I haven't met, you know, it's not until this week that the issue has been highlighted. And maybe it's because of the move from the Radisson to the racecourse that has stirred this debate, if you like. But the husband and wife situation there doesn't make sense if they're living in the one house.
It's an unusual one, yeah.
That's an unusual one. Your other contributor there that said everybody in County Clare should be going to the West County. Well, that's not necessarily the case. The people living in Cracklow, I'm sure, were delighted to pop down the road to the Radisson. People in Clonlara have no huge issue with going out to the racecourse. So that doesn't, you know, County Clare is a big county. It's a long way from Ballyvaughan.
Yeah, Pat, and that is fair enough. And as I was saying, you know, I'm down that neck of the woods, and either or was equally as satisfactory to me. But we have had a WhatsApp message in that says all of O'Callaghan's Mills and Tulla area have got appointments for Limerick. This was despite being told we would be brought to the closest vaccination centre. I don't agree with Pat Burke, I'm afraid.
Yes, I don't agree with that fact either now, because that's where I wasn't sure. I knew that Fecal, north of Scariff in the Fecal area, had the Limerick air codes. They were going to Limerick, but that's what I was questioning, that O'Callaghan's Mills, Tulla area. Now, that doesn't make sense at all, that if you're in the parish of Tulla, for example, that you're asked to go to the Limerick racecourse. There is no logic in that. Whatever about, as I said, Whitegate, Scariff, O'Gunnelow, Killaloe, O'Brien's Bridge, Clonlara, that's a different scenario. We have the Limerick air codes for whatever reason. I remember at the time there was a bit of controversy about that and people weren't happy. Yeah. But you look at the air code system, is a great system in my opinion. When I'm, you know, having to meet people or whatever and they drop me their air code in rural areas and that, it's a great job, like. So it's a pity. It's a pity that a woman earlier on there said she lived beside the West County, has to go to the racecourse. Now there are people in the Mills and Tulla. So I'm not sure now how we get to the bottom of this, Alan. That is unfortunate.
Well, Pat, perhaps the HSE is looking out for you know, marriages and relationships, and they're giving each half of the relationship a little bit of a breather and a time out. Because we've had another one in saying, my parents, this is on WhatsApp by the way, my parents live in Shannon, one was sent to the West County and the other to the racecourse. They asked to be changed and they said they would, however a few hours later a text came through with a new date but the same venue.
Crazy. That's, you know, the one air code sending people in different directions. Now, there's some breakdown there, obviously, in their system when that happens.